Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome very much. It's Friday. It's Friday afternoon. Actually, it's Friday evening. What am I saying? It's Friday afternoon. It feels like Friday afternoon to me, maybe because I had a late start to my day. But anyway, it's Friday evening. It's 11 o'clock, which means it is time for the download. And I am your host, Sierra DeVay. And you also have your co-host, Little Lane. Are you here with me? I'm trying to get her. I guess I didn't quite get her up there, but I think she's in here somewhere. I don't know, but we'll find her in just a few minutes. Anyway, you know, I want to welcome everybody here to the Down Low, and if you may have noticed, I'm a little mellow today. I'm just feeling quite mellow today. Don't know why, just kind of in that kind of mood, which made me go, today's topic, which was kind of mellow, which is love in the workplace. And Lola, we're going to get you in just a moment because I know she's here, but for some reason we are not able to get her here so everyone else can hear you. And I'm sure you're on the other line going, hey, I'm talking, but you can't hear me. Trust me, we're going to get you in, and we're going to fix this. We're going to fix this problem, damn it. Just when I thought I could be totally mellow, then I am not. So let me see. Maybe it's something that I'm doing here. If not, I will figure it out, but we will get you in. If not, I will tell you this. And if we don't have you in about 3 seconds, can you call back and let's try to do this one more time?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, honey.
Okay.
If there's something going on, I don't know what it is. Something going on with the computer because you said you were in there, and I know you're there, but I couldn't hear you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Did we catch you out and about? We caught you out and about, didn't we?
No, I'm not out and about. I'm actually at home.
You're at home? Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. So I just got to say to everyone really quickly here. Blog Talk is going through a few upgrades. So please don't blame any technical difficulties on me because I really didn't do it. I'm just doing the same thing I usually do, and I decided not to add a few little more bells and whistles that I planned on adding. And I'm going to wait until Blog Talk figures out their bells and whistles. So that is what is going on today, to be quite honest. God,
what, do
like
I sound like I'm out and about?
It sounds like you're like, and I know you're not, but it sounds like I hear a tunnel thing going.
Oh, no. No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's not you. I swear to God, it's not you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's not you, so don't feel bad about it. It's not you. It's, oh my God, it's like one of those big relationship things. It's not you. Like, you even know where we're going. Like, you don't even have to say it. It's not you. It's me. So everyone in the back of their head is saying that right now. It's not you. It's me. Which makes me ask, I know this is totally off subject. Have you ever said that to somebody? It's not you.
Yeah.
It's me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not.
I have a few few times.
Really? Okay, do you have, okay, I have to ask this. Because I think every person should have this. And I say every person, not every girl. Every person should have their few, I'm ending this whole relationship lines that they go to. And everyone has at least one or two. Whether you realize it or not, you have one or two in relationship lines where you go. Do you know yours? Some people says it's not you, it's me.
Mm-hmm. Those are mine. That's mine. That's mine.
That's yours. It's not you, it's mm-hmm. me.
Yep.
Mine is going through something
right now.
Okay, mine is I'm just not really into a relationship right now, and I might be interested in somebody else.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm lying, right? I'm not interested in anyone. I just want out.
Did you really say that to someone?
Oh, God, I've done that so many times. I'm like, yeah, there might be somebody else. When there literally is nobody else.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, literally there was, like, nobody else for years. I'm like, well, I'm in love with somebody else. How can you refute that? You can't refute that. My thing is I don't want you coming back knocking. My problem is, okay, so, and the reason, and there's always reasons for these things. My reason personally is I'm the one who has the crazy people who keep coming knocking on your door long after you've broken up with them.
Mm.
And they're still like, well, I know you're dating somebody else, but I still want to be there for you. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Go away. I don't want to see you anymore. So, weird thing. But
yeah, I'm always
it's crazy, right? So I
feel
have to
nervous.
Come up with, I have to come up with crazy shit.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, so it's hard for me to
well,
do
see,
that.
That's my
I
other
like
thing, too. I don't want to hurt your feelings. That is, like, seriously hurting your feelings, but more than I just can't stand your face and you really annoy me and just thinking of you next to me makes me want to cringe. Doesn't it? That just sounds a lot nicer.
It does. It does.
Standing next to you makes me want to throw up. No. Saying, oh, I'm just like into somebody else sounds a whole lot nicer.
That's true.
I'm that girl. Sorry, guys, but I'm that girl. Okay. So, well. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got all deep on y'all in the very beginning of the show, but we're gonna take it deeper. We are taking it deep today. Yes, we are. We are taking it deep. And you know, I need everyone to get closer to your microphone, whatever listening device that you're listening to me on, because today we're gonna take it down low and we're gonna take it a little deep. So if you're not ready for it, if you're back too far away, you might miss something that you should have heard now that we're not going to repeat later. I'm just going to say that. Okay, was that a good opener?
Yes, it was.
Does that make you really want to listen now? You were like, damn. What's up with that?
It made me want to listen. Let me get quiet and listen.
She's like, look, I'm part of the show, and now I want to listen. I've forgotten what we were going to talk. We know what we're going to talk about. You know what I want to talk about? You do remember what we're talking about today, right?
Yeah, office relationship.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure you got the office memo.
I got it.
Okay, I'm teasing you now. We had to send out an office memo. Not lying, we sent out an office memo. Okay, so guys, I'm teasing today. I'm in that funky kind of like, I don't know, that kind of mode where I'm being sarcastic and I sound serious, but I'm not really being serious. I'm just there. But I think this is my happy mode, so I want to say go ahead and say it, and feel free to interrupt anytime you want to, because you know what? This is one of those days.
It is one of those days. It is
it's one of those days. I'm having one of, are you having one of those days? I'm having one of those days.
I have one of those days. It's my birthday, but I'm kind of like in a little, you know, where,
okay, you must be the reason why I spent the day baking. Happy birthday! Okay, I would sing to you, but I'm not a great singer. But I will tell you this. I woke up this morning in, like, this birthday mood, and I baked all day, and guess what I didn't do? I didn't eat one thing. I gave it
away.
Baked all day.
Oh, wow.
I really did. So happy birthday. I must have been baking for you.
That was what it was all about.
It was for you. And you know what? You didn't even say, like, hey, it's my birthday. Why didn't you wish me happy birthday? Shouldn't you be cussing me out by now?
No. I don't know. My sales are unbalanced today.
Okay, well, let me tell everyone right now, it is Lola's birthday, and she didn't tell anybody, so feel free to call in and say happy birthday, Lola, because unlike her, I will remind you 4 days in advance and be like, hey, it's my birthday. Okay, so what you missed out on, but now that you've told me this, you know what? I'm going to get some dries and send you some stuff.
Okay.
I made bars. I made chocolate and peanut butter bars mixed with milk chocolate. Because milk chocolate is kind of sweet, so I mixed some dark in there. And I made bars. It was fresh peanut butter. And then I did everything from scratch today. No box, no from, you know, recipe. I did everything from scratch. And
wow.
I did I've been baking since 9:30. It was all in celebration that I lost 10 pounds. That's why I didn't eat any of it. I gave it all away.
You're baking in celebration?
I baked in celebration and didn't eat one thing.
Wow. You have willpower.
I made a pumpkin cake roll with cream cheese icing and rolled it and cut it into slices. And I put the chocolate and the peanut butter, because I cut them into little tiny squares, and I ditched them in the icing and put them on the top, put a big swab of cream cheese icing on top and dipped them in, and put them in there. So it was like kind of sitting out. You know how you do a fancy restaurant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they were fancy and perfect for your birthday. So now I have to send you a picture.
Okay.
And
what
now I have
to
make some just for you. I told you, it's just because I lost weight, so I decided to cook for other people and not me. I couldn't eat it.
Yeah,
I was like,
say that.
You know, when you lose weight, you don't go and eat your calories back. So I cooked because I do love to cook. And I baked all day. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to take this to the office. And I dropped it. And I mean, there's like 25 people at the office. So I dropped it off to everybody at the office, said hi to everyone because they haven't seen me in like 3 weeks. So... And then came on back home.
Oh, my goodness. I enjoy cooking myself. I'm not so much of a baker as a cook, but I can bake.
I don't really like baking. It's such a science. I feel like I'm in chemistry class every time I start baking. So.
Yeah.
So, okay, guys, I'm sorry. I know you're like, God, this show is not about baking and cooking, but happy birthday.
A little domestic. A little domestic.
Come on, you know what? A good girl knows how to be good in more than one room.
That is true.
And that should be
true.
My wisdom of the day. A really good girl knows how to be good in more than one room.
That is true. You're right about that.
You know, as we say that, I'm writing that one down. I'm keeping it. Anyone want to quote me on that? Go right ahead. A really good girl knows how to be good in more than one room.
You got to tweet that, girl.
I definitely need to do that. You know, don't get me started, because I'll do that during our break. Hunty, oh, my gosh. You and one of our favorite callers, it got me started on something that got me thinking that was absolutely true. And when I started to realize that, I was realizing how really true it was. Oh! I'm like, oh, my God! How did I miss this?
What?
I know. Y'all are all saying, why is she getting so excited? What the hell? Is it that big a deal? Why is she getting so excited? Okay, let me say right now, you might need to worry about that work wifey and that work husband. Because more than 98% of affairs start off in the office. And I'm going to say this, and it's going to be goofy, but I read it on the internet, so it must be true. But I'm going to go with this. I read it on the internet, so it must be true. So if they say 98, I'm going to go 65%.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 65 is probably more true, which makes total sense when you spend, especially here in America, we spend more time at work and in our cars than we do at home at all.
That's true.
Especially if you live in really, really populated areas like Los Angeles, Atlanta, New York. I can't think of another place where you spend more than 2 hours on the highway every single day just getting somewhere. But once you're there, you're there for a while. People get to know you, so you're there for a while. So stopping for drinks on the way home is not a big deal because you're going to spend a two-hour drive on getting home. So you want to, you're like, hell, do I really want to sit in the car that long?
Mm-hmm.
But though that is not a problem here.
Yeah.
So I want to get like to everything about this today. I want to do the pros and the cons. I want everybody to weigh in on this. I want you to weigh in with your pro or con. I want our audience to weigh in with their pro or con. And then I'm going to be like Jerry Springer, and I'm going to give my final juicy thoughts. I'm not promising you're going to be moral. I'm just going to give you what my opinion is. How is that?
Is this office relationship, if you're in your marriage, or just office relationships in general?
Okay, so in general, we're not talking about just office relationships in general, because if you just happen and you're both single, then it's not really an affair. What an affair is when it's not an affair until at least one of you all is married, and you're spending more time with someone, which this can happen quite often, and it very easily happens because work requires this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having an affair with somebody that you're actually working with,
okay,
which causes all kinds of serious problems, especially if you happen to break up, or even if you happen to get married, even if it happens to become a good thing. It doesn't. Honestly, this is one of those relationships where no matter what happens in the end, a whole lot of people are going to have to go through some changes, no matter what.
Yeah. That's true.
So that we can all agree on that, right? I just want to say, I'm hoping our audience feels the same way. We can all agree that no matter what happens on this particular front, more than three people are going to have to go through some changes. This affects a lot of people.
Yeah, I feel office affairs could be a sticky situation.
Mm-hmm.
Dangerous for company parties, company picnics.
It can be dangerous. But it's not just dangerous on
that?
The whole love affair part, but also on work affair part. I mean, it's dangerous on so many levels to get involved with somebody.
I didn't even think about the work part of it. I was thinking about the spouse, interacting with the other employees. But, yeah, at work, I guess I can imagine that could even get difficult.
That can get really difficult.
Yeah.
But, it also, in thinking in this, and I have to say this before we go into our break, and I just, how I am, I like to throw out what I've been thinking about and what I've been thinking about all week and why I'm bringing up this subject. The reason why I bring up this subject is office affairs are illicit depending on, well, they're always illicit, but depending on where you work and what you do, some are more than others. Like, okay, so, and this is why I say this, and let's just throw this out there. When you are a porn star and you suddenly start to have an affair with somebody, it doesn't seem so illicit, does it?
No, you're right.
I'm just saying that. But don't get me wrong, when you're a porn star who's involved in this whole situation, it is the exact same. It feels exactly the same. It's no different. It literally doesn't feel any different because this is, you have to separate work. Am I right?
You're right. No, you have to separate it. Or
you have
going,
to separate
no matter what.
So from outside, it may seem like, oh, it's not really as big a deal as if you worked in a business office and you were a lawyer. But no, in a relationship point of view, it is the same big deal no matter what.
No, you're right. It doesn't matter about, I know people would presume it's not such of a big deal because you're an adult film
mm-hmm.
star, because you know how they feel about us anyway. But
right.
it's exactly the same. You would have the
is
same
exactly
trials
the same,
and tribulations. Yeah.
Same trial. And mm-hmm. yes, we don't, you know, having an affair with your co-star or even being a regular actor or actress. Or actor, I don't know. I don't.
And
I'm
we've
not
saw
really
that.
Completely
we've
correct
seen that go bad. We've seen this happen many times.
I mean, let's look at Jennifer Aniston and
Jennifer
Brad Pitt
Aniston.
And Angelina. One of the more famous ones, or one of my more favorite ones, was just as famous. Is oh my gosh,
LeAnn Rimes, and what's the
okay,
guy's
okay, yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah, LeAnn Rimes, and
mm-hmm.
I can't think of the husband's name, but the ex-wife
has become very popular. I was thinking Elizabeth Taylor, to be quite honest, but I'm old school.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking Elizabeth
yeah,
Taylor. That was a big one. It was actually just
yeah.
as big as the Angelina Jolie one, who she was dating. You know, I'm sorry, sometimes I get sidetracked, and I want to say this. Hello to everybody in our chat room. Thank you very much for joining us. I want to say hi to Joseph Tanner. And Joseph says a very, very big happy birthday to you, Lola.
Oh, thank you.
He's sending you all kinds of X's and O's. X's and X's and O's. And I want to say hello to everybody in our chat room. And I'm sorry that I've taken so long to acknowledge you. But hello, everybody. There's Deisha Jackson. I feel like, you know what, right now I'm feeling like Romper Room. And, you know, for everyone who's been following me, you know that we've been talking about this. But now I'm feeling Romper Room right now. So I'm calling your name. Anyway, Deisha Jackson, And Marcelo Antonello, welcome. It's the first time I've seen you, and I'm going to go with his Spanish because it says Feliz, and I'm not really good with Spanish, but Cumpleaños Lola, which I think means happy birthday, Lola. And
aww,
if I totally ruin and destroy the Spanish language to everyone, I am extremely sorry. I only took French. And I know a little Japanese and Chinese, too, but I do not know Spanish at all. So, tonight we are definitely, so everyone, hello to chat room. And everyone who's waiting online, don't get me wrong, we are definitely going to get to you, and we're going to get to you fast. Pretty soon here. And if you're not in our chat room and you're not on our switchboard, if you want to join us, all you have to do is dial 646-595-4038 to join our switchboard. And if you need to talk to us or join in the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. Or you can join in the chat room, because trust me, if I see you in the chat room and you say something, I will definitely quote it. On that note, I feel like I've hogged the time right now. Have I hogged it? I've really hogged it. I've hogged it. Oh, and I just bent my broke toe and it hurts. Okay, so I've hogged the time, but we're going to get back to this because I really do want to talk about this. And unfortunately, we don't have as much time as I want to have, but I have like so many different aspects of this that I want to talk about and I want to get into, because more than anything, I want to talk. And this is really cool because, one, when you're an adult in the adult industry, it seems like no matter when, sometimes it's almost to a point where going to work is always cheating, but we know the separation. This might be an outside thing. But
mm-hmm.
when you're doing other things, I mean, you know, if you're in an industry where your sexuality or your figure is part of your work, then a lot of things seem like cheating that aren't. But not even just going there, but when you're in office and you work
mm-hmm.
so closely with someone, there are times when you spend times working on a project late. So you spend more time with this person at work than you do with the person at home. And maybe even the person at home doesn't even understand what you do for a living. I mean, there are plenty of spouses and girlfriend and boyfriends who we know what they do for a living, but we don't really understand.
Yeah.
We've never
done
that.
That's how most of those relationships get started, because naturally, you know, when you're spending so much time together at work and working in close quarters and somebody's looking at you every day. And
this person really understands.
Yeah.
When you start talking about something that you're passionate about, they get it because they work in the same thing. And that kind of, that's one of those things that brings people together. You know, it's really hard. It really is hard. It really is hard.
Yeah, things
but
in
I don't
common.
Think I have,
yeah.
Yeah, it happens. It's not unusual for an actress to fall in love with the person that she's been working with, or an actor, for that matter. I mean, we always put it on women, but it's also men, too. There's so many things in this, and it's not uncommon for someone to fall for someone that they're working closely with, that they're traveling with, and maybe working on a project. It could be, I don't know, economic regime. I don't know. I'm just coming up with words here because I don't know about this life. But but I can come up with some really, really scientific words that sound like a really great job. How's that? But I did that one really good, didn't I?
You sure did.
Oh, guys. I did. I just came up with that one off my ass. I guess that was kind of obvious, but... It was pretty obvious, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we will try for the next hour to not try to come up with stuff just straight out of my ass, just stuff that I've actually researched and thought about. But in the meantime, I have to admit, right now, I know that we have some announcements, and I'm trying to find them because in the moment of talking, I actually lost my announcements, and I can't believe I could lose something so big. Ooh, there's... I know! I didn't mean to say it that way. Okay, that was not what I was thinking of when I thought... That sounded so dirty, didn't it? Okay, that was not on purpose in any way, I swear to God. My mind isn't even there. That's what's so crazy about this. Okay, so I'm going to find it here real quick, and if I don't find it, it's okay, because I already had something set up. But when we come back, this is my plan. When we come back, and we are going to get everyone, I see all of you all on our line, and I'm definitely going to get to the lines. When we come back, I just lost it again. Darn it to hell. Oh. How do I keep doing this? I keep moving my finger. That's what happens. You know, okay, I actually have to admit, I hope this plays, because I'm not sure if it's going to work. We're going to try this. But in a moment, I want you all to think about this. Relationships in the workplace, how do they happen? And I feel like a Jewish mother right now. How do they happen? How do they come about? Is it a good thing? How do you, and this is what I want to work on. We know it's not a good thing because there's so many bad things that can go wrong with this, but how can you keep this to your advantage? And this is a good thing, and is there a name for people who do this all the time? Just want to know. There are some people who thrive on these things. I'm not one of them. But
is there a name
let's
for
talk
it?
About it. There are people who actually thrive on just like, you know, moving up in the workplace to sleep with people. They actually go into a business going, hey, I'm going to sleep with everybody until I get to the top. I know that's crazy to us because, you know, in our business, sleeping your way through everybody will not get you to the top. Actually, it is exactly the opposite.
It doesn't work. I promise
you.
It really doesn't work.
If you want to get that far along, you don't sleep with anybody. So... Okay, on that note, let's see if we got some Dollhouse Radio announcements. If we don't, we have something else we can move on to. Because I am not quite sure, because the last time I tried to play these, they did not happen. Oh, my God. Well, I guess it's because everybody likes to hear me sing. La. She's like, oh, God, what the hell? Please don't sing. Please, please don't sing, whatever you do. Okay, don't worry. I won't sing. I promise you, I won't sing. On that note, since we don't have any announcements and I tried to play them, I'm just telling you right now, I tried to play them, swear to God. We are going to come back to our subject, but in a moment we're going to take a very, 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 very short break. And we're just going to listen to something that makes you want to bounce out of your chair.
Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
And a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Pig. He rocks a tape from the Crooklyn 9 Pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box of fades. Now he boogies up your stage, plats, twist the braids, and I'm peace like that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Down Low, and I hope you I hope you really enjoyed that throwback. Actually, I'm totally enjoying that throwback. If you didn't like it, I liked it. So, okay, it's all about me. Whatever. Lula, did you like that throwback? Were you bouncing for a minute?
I've always liked that song. It's cool.
I'm sorry. I just had to throw it back. Look, we are not on Thursdays, but we can actually do a throwback Thursday, so I had to do a little bit of throwback just now. So we got a little bit of throwback in there. Every once in a while, just like once a month, we do a little bit of throwback. But in the meantime, we're not throwing back on our subject, though, because our subject right now, we are talking, and we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of it now. Just to let you know, I'm sitting down, I got my drink in hand, I'm ready to talk. We're going to spill some tea and let's talk about affairs at work, honey. Because you know what? We know when you're at work and you say you're at work, but you're not really at work, but you're at work and you've been there way too long. So what's going on? That's what I got to say.
That's crazy. So you know what? I read a story when I found out we were going to do this story. I mean, let's have this conversation tonight, where this lady was saying that she said she was really a lover, his lover, and she at the end she felt like a dirty secret, because usually what you possibly think is going to come out of this doesn't, and all you end up seeing is that dirty little secret. She was expecting, she knew he was married, but you know, in our mind and in some people's mind, we play those tricks with ourselves that maybe, possibly, he might leave his wife and then, you know, and I can be the first lady of all this company here, but usually that's not what happens.
Some of us have been watching a scandal a little too long, huh? But even in Scandal, she didn't feed into that. She realizes eventually this is going to end because I'm not supposed to be, you know. Okay, so this is my thing. I totally get that. And I think that's something that
women as a whole that we have.
It actually just happened. I literally just watched Scandal this afternoon.
And okay, I've never saw Scandal before.
You've never? Oh, my gosh, girl. Never. You need to watch Scandal so we can have a whole show on it, because we just have nothing but women following after that. You know, I'm going to say right now, I know this has nothing to do with our actual subject, but I just have to say this very quickly. When it comes to sitcoms, and I don't mean sitcoms, I'm sorry, that is very wrong. When it comes to drama, for the next 5 years, it's the year of the black woman. Every major drama has us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very realistic. Well, for me, it's very realistic because a lot of it's my life, so it's very realistic. But getting back to this, I don't want to go into that. But, yes, I want to say this. And you know what? Dietrich just brought up something that I kind of knew already, and this is kind of why I brought this up, because, you know, when you think of affairs in a workplace, everyone is mostly only thinking The Office. Am I correct?
Yeah.
I have to ask again, though. Were you thinking The Office also?
Yeah. When you said that Office, I thought about The Office, yes.
See, I can understand how you would be. Okay, so this is my thing. It's me personally. Dietrich is in our chat room. And we do have a couple of people waiting here on the air, and I promise, guys, I'm going to let you in, but I have to say this really quickly. One of my things is, okay, so when you have an affair in the office, I think and maybe it's because I haven't really worked in office for a long time, I think an affair in office is something that if you really wanted to avoid, you could avoid. But when you're working, when you're doing something like, in our particular case, working in an industry that is sexually charged, and not just necessarily, I'm not just pointing out like working as being an working in the sex industry, just being a model, or even being like, there are other sexually charged industries. There really are. One of them is medical.
That's true.
You know, the weird thing is most of the people in our industry that I've met are married. Almost all of them are married.
There are quite a few, but I wouldn't look at that. I mean, I guess it can turn into an affair, but in my situation,
there's never been anybody that got to the rule.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they're a total exception to the rule, to be honest with you, because I think in the long run, most aren't. But I'm also thinking of not just offices, but I'm thinking of times, and this is where Dietrich comes in, like if you're in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
When you're working with people for years at a time like this, I mean, just because you're in an office, you may work with someone for 4 or 5 years. If you're in the Army, you may be on a boat with someone for months at a time. You may work for this person for 10, 15 years. You know,
that's true.
Becoming close is very easy because being closer to them than you are to, say, your significant other is a very easy thing. But I asked him just now as we were in the chat room, I'm like, but isn't that punishable? And I've heard many times, because I don't know if you know, but the military is very strict on infidelity. You can get thrown out of the military for infidelity.
I definitely know. It's like breaking the law in the military.
It literally is breaking the law. It literally is. And so, but then you have these things where, and I say this because there are these other jobs where you're not just working 9 to 5, where you're actually going on trips with people. And I can't think of one in particular right now because, well, I've never worked in an office. I haven't lived that life, but I know there are jobs out there where you spend a lot more time with other people, and you may spend time traveling with someone.
Well, you know what? I worked in an office before. I worked in a traffic tower, honestly, as doing data entry, and I was absolutely.
You know, you just gave a whole lot of guys a hard on right now, and other guys are afraid to fly.
Okay, it was a small airport.
Okay.
I was downstairs, as a matter of fact. But when I was finished taking a break, I would go upstairs, and I was absolutely the only woman in the tower. So, of course, some people would try to flirt or, you know, oh, you look nice today. And, you know, I kind of would, I was flattered, but I would ignore it because definitely I was still uncomfortable being that I'm the only woman and everybody's looking at me. And then if I did do something, one of the guys was quite attractive, but I was thinking, like, if I did go out with him, would he tell the other guys? It was just too many things that could happen. So I brushed it off.
Well, so the other thing is, I was going to say another really sexually charged place because I could see how that happened. Because honestly, if you're working, you were in the tower, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're in close quarters with someone all the time because you're in that small tower and you're working around each other. So you really get to know each other's mannerisms. And in that particular, you're in a high situation where you need to know when someone looks like they're really stressed the fuck out, or if you can tell when they're like, oh, shoot, something's about to happen, even if they don't say it. You need to know these things. So you get to know each other, right? So my other thing is, though, and is that just, you know, being an actor or being in an industry? There's so many other situations where you have to get to know each other that way. I mean, think about cops. Cops who ride a beat together. You have to know your partner that well. You get really, there's so many jobs, and you can't just single it down to just one job. There are so many jobs when you're very, without even realizing it, you're closer to the person that you work with than you are with the people that you live with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really sit down and think about it, it doesn't have to be just an office job. It's a whole lot of jobs.
Yeah.
You think
that's
how many
true.
Hours you spend with other people. So it makes it very easy to have an affair if something's going on. And it's a foundation to your particular relationship. Your relationship is not as strong as you think. And you know what? I shouldn't even say the foundation, because your foundation can be strong and you can have an affair and still go back. So it has nothing to do with the foundation. It's just a weakness in the moment.
I would agree.
I think affairs are a weakness in a moment or who you really are. I don't think it has anything to do with the foundation of a relationship.
Well, do you consider an affair more than a one-night? Do you consider like a one-night stand an affair? Because I consider a one-night stand or something that just happened once a weakness in a moment.
That's a really good question. That's something that I really wanted to pose to people, because I personally don't consider a one-night stand an affair. I'm like, well, that was a moment of weakness. Now, if it happens over and over, and now we're texting and we're going, that's an affair.
Yeah,
but
so
if
an
it's
affair,
a one-night thing,
affair,
a drunk
moment,
you know, I can get over that.
Yeah, so an affair is not a weakness of the moment. I don't feel that
no,
way.
No, affair is not a weakness of the moment. It's something that keeps going on for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you need to spend time with that person. And a lot of times, you know, and I guess we're kind of getting off the subject, but I don't really care about that because, you know, it's my show. So I'm sorry, I'm was trying to come up with a better subject on this one. But one of the things is we have to describe what an affair is. And this is why, okay, so one of my big things tonight was I was trying to gauge away from is we always go how we're always like, oh, this is a bad thing, this is that. What about the other person? And what about, well, and maybe it's not really an affair as much as, you know, you were getting your rocks off. Let's talk about the other person. Don't get me wrong. Someone's going to be hurt no matter, you know, whenever there's more than two people involved in a relationship, somebody's going to be hurt, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way life goes. Even if it's a Mormon situation, somebody's going to be not going to get all their fortune cookies, okay? It's just not going to happen. It doesn't divide in threes. It only divides in twos evenly. So, oh my gosh, I'm looking at the chat room here. Okay, so you're like, when I say yes, we have totally gotten off the subject. You're absolutely right in saying that. Sirius X1 is talking to us in the chat room, and we have Joseph Chandler. I'm sorry, Tanner. Tanner. I'm thinking Chandler in my head and saying Tandler. Isn't that crazy? Where'd Chandler come from? Something Chandler. I don't know. But okay, so infidelity is not necessarily punishable. Okay, so it's not punishable. But I think more than anything, back to what we were talking about, is infidelity at work, which happens more often because you spend so much time with these people. And sometimes, and hi to everyone. I have to admit to everyone, I got to say this to everyone in the chat room, please do not send me private messages because then it takes away from me having to read the other stuff that's coming up on the screen. It totally blocks me. I'm so sorry, and I really do appreciate your private messages. Don't get me wrong. But there are so many other people, and I can't see everything if you send me private messages because your private messages block everything, and then someone's going to get upset, and they're going to think I'm giving you more attention. So I'm just saying. So, and I apologize to everybody. I really do want to see your messages, but I can't do. I'm already looking at two screens and working on three or four. I really can't do five or six.
That's too much.
It's just too much. I can't do it. I'm sorry. My eyes just can't read everything at once without a pause in between talking to everybody. So, so back to where we were going. Affairs at work. My problem is, though, when you have an affair at work, and this matters no matter what you do, what happens when you break up? Because now you have to worry about, okay, is he really just, or he or she just as cool with this as I am, or are they going to really fuck up my life?
Yeah, because it's going to be uncomfortable, depending on
the
way you broke up.
It's going to be so uncomfortable. And then now you have to look at this person every single day.
Every day. Every day.
And pretend like you all are not arguing. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
No one can pretend that. That's why I'm laughing. No one can pretend that.
Yeah, it's
by
the
way, you have a fan, Marcelo Antonello, says, you are a valiant woman.
Aww.
And he would like to have you as a girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
And he is in Argentina, so come visit.
Okay.
Martinello, I love it. I love that you're texting us, but can you please send us private? Or I'm going to have to block private somehow because I can't read everything else that's going on my screen. So, but thank you so much. Oh, my God, that is so nice. All the way from Argentina. We are worldwide, girl. Look at that. You go, girl. Okay, so I have to say, though, but it's really weird. Okay, so imagine, you have this affair at work. And in this case, this is what I'm really talking about. In this case, it doesn't matter where you work, who you work for, or what you do. When you all break up, you have to deal with that on the forefront every day.
Yeah.
And you got to pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah, and it creates the elephant in the room.
You
know,
create an elephant in a room that will take years to go away. Even if it was just for 2 months, it would take years for the elephant to go away.
Unless you quit your job, and then that,
mm-hmm.
that's another problem, you know. So
and then
you've
got to explain why you quit your job.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I do not agree, and this is my opinion, since we're in the last few minutes, I do not agree with affairs at work, period. I don't care what you do, who you are, what you are. I don't agree with affairs at work, and that is the reason why. Because in the end, mm-hmm. they're going to fuck you. And even if your love lasts, you're going to have to sacrifice financially in some sort of way because
mm-hmm.
of what you did. You will not get off without a punishment. In some cases, it will be the punishment that breaks you up. I do believe that people can fall in love at work. That does happen. I think that it's a false thing that you, and even in our industry, especially I think in our industry, in an industry that involves entertainment, when you spend that much time with people and you're having that much fun with somebody, it's a false sense, it's a false bubble where you think, oh, they understand me and all this. No, mm-hmm. it's because you're sharing the same things at the same time. It's a false bubble.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
It's not even a false bubble as much as it's an actual bubble. And what happens is when it blows up, it stays in that bubble. And when that bubble explodes, it's so much worse. It's
yeah.
so much worse. So
yeah, I agree. It's very dangerous. And I wouldn't do it. It just creates all kinds of issues that's kind of, you know, it's one of those things that's easy to get into but hard to get out of. So I wouldn't do it.
And that's the problem. It's so easy because it's so close. You know, oh my gosh, I feel so bad. You know what? Guys, and I always say this, hello. We have to talk to everyone in the chat room and all of you waiting online who are listening to this, who have now heard my whole synopsis on this, and now get to tell me, damn it, you forgot about me. So, you know what? Hold on 1 second. We're here. I think we have a caller online, and the 0757 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello? I'm sorry, somebody's in your phone. Who are we speaking with?
This is Dietrich Jackson, of course.
Hey, Dietrich, how are you doing? We couldn't hear you earlier. You were spacing in and out of there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to turn my Bluetooth off.
Okay. Well,
oh,
hey, Dietrich. Yep. Thanks
Happy
for
birthday,
joining us. What do you
love.
Think about our subject?
Thank you.
You had to say that at least once before
Thank
I started yammering.
I wish you had told me. I would have sent her a cake.
Well,
I don't
have that information to send her anything. I wish you had a way I could send her something. But
me too. She didn't send out the information, so
she can't put it out. Like I said, I would show her, send you something.
I don't worry. I'll get the info to you because I want my gifts. I'll get it.
Look, right now I'm sitting here going, ooh, let me make sure I have my post box office ready for when my gifts come
mm-hmm.
in. It's Christmas,
mm-hmm.
my birthday.
Yeah,
the girl loves
yeah,
gifts,
yeah,
and
yeah.
I like shiny things. Or anything that goes pop.
Nah, please.
Oh, God.
Now, what you think about this office affair, Dietrich?
I could bring up a lot of scenarios with me being in the military and currently working now. I mean,
mm-hmm.
office affair is very messy because you have people out there that, like, got whole lifestyles, and they still go out there and mess around with the coworkers
right.
they know they get away with it because it's right
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you have women out there who be chasing, like, for example, by the seasons changing, this is the, they call it color weather. So you got a lot of women and a lot of men trying to pick up somebody to have on the side for the wintertime to cuddle up with or slide off for these midnight rendezvous and stuff. Or trying to, you know, get
well,
ahead.
Well, the winters
and their
get
employment.
Cold at night, you know. The winters
mm-hmm.
get very cold at night.
Yeah, so they, you know, they got this time. Like, let me go ahead and get me somebody from work. You know, I got a little boyfriend or a little, you know, girlfriend. How, let me go get somebody from work I can get away with and have my cake eat it too. So you got a lot of those out there because I always turned my job already.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't even think about that. You're having your cake and eat it too. That's what makes it so easy. So you can be like, hey, I'm at work, and you actually are at work.
Yeah.
Well...
Exactly.
For some of that time.
And, yeah, it is. And majority of time
is
usually
really
like a...
Yeah, you're not really lying, no.
No, because sometimes it's also about a position of power. Like a person can be in, like my job, for example, you have a lot of supervisors who prey on the entry-level people to have extramarital affairs.
Now,
and
see,
they know they get away with it.
Are there a lot of people that work that, like, sleep with people of upper level just so they can move up in the company, though?
Yeah. See, that's what makes it crazy because those people... Because
I think that happens more among men, and I think that happens more among men than women think. People think that
you got some women supervisors that prey on men. You got some women supervisors that prey on men, too. So, trust and believe, I got one right now. Who be chasing me for the last 6 months.
Really?
She married
there. Because they figure, once I sleep with you, I can move up.
Wow.
Yeah, but see, I had to change my department. Cause I was like, no, I ain't going to get me caught up and get fired off from humbug shit. No, I had to leave.
That's right. Get out of here.
Exactly. Even though she was fine and attractive, but she's still married. I'm not trying to have that. Because, you know, you got guys that hell. You're like, oh, shoot,
well,
the ball.
Well,
you're
in D.C. They might come up there and shoot the whole place up because, you know,
exactly.
We have a problem here.
Yeah, because you got some people that get jealous of that and will tell on them. Like, oh, yeah, you know your wife is cheating on with this guy, just to see you fall. I've seen that happen in my lifetime, too. They get jealous because you mess with female mess with the upper level or whatever, or sleep around and they're down the person out because they're sniffing the other. I've seen that plenty of times.
Have you ever met people that have done that, but their spouse knows about it and they realize that it's all about them moving, that their other half is only doing this to move up and they're like, cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always wonder why. Because there's a lot of people
whatever
you got to do to make us more money, then do it.
Yeah, my brother, before he got the Navy, he had a contractor job when they went out and they pretty much did projects for construction companies. And the female, it wasn't one of them Mr. Spacey things, you know. He's the guy, her husband was the owner of the company. And she was, like, she did, like payroll and human resources. So he was pretty much sleeping with her, and she would put bugs in her husband's ear to get him to move up. My brother at the time was married.
That is scandal.
My brother at the time was married. And I don't know how he did it, but when she found out he was fucking around with him, she kicked him out the house. He had stayed with me for about a month. And then finally, somehow, he persuaded her that it was cool.
Really?
I couldn't understand it. It was like, I don't know what he did, but he explained it to her, and then she was cool with the shit. I mean, she was coming by the house and everything and eating dinner like it was nothing.
Okay, wait.
Don't you know the stuff?
Yeah. I feel like I'm missing something here. Okay, so wait a minute. She had been chatting with this other guy, and she got this other guy to come over to the house, and her husband knew about it, and they were all sitting around the table like nothing's wrong.
Exactly, and that's how it was. And the girl and my brother's girlfriend,
okay,
but that's
so
how crazy
actually,
a guy, because I didn't understand it. But then, the catch right here, though. I also found out. Let's go back to the show we talked about a long time ago. Remember we talking about swingers clubs and stuff like that?
Yeah, well,
it was all part of a swingers group.
I will tell you this: most of the swingers I met, I didn't say that before, were cops.
So they were all part of a swingers group. So when that came out, it was just all good.
This is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why that was able to go down like that.
Yeah. So that was the bread right there. I thought it was just some, okay, they didn't care. Kind of find out that, the owner of the company was part of a screeners group, his wife was part of a screeners group. My brother pretty much just kind of slid in there. He thought he was, like, doing some actuality. He was getting initiated in the whole damn time. And his girlfriend got initiated in, too.
Wow. Yeah, he didn't really. You
see what I'm saying?
See, that's kind of crazy. They thought they were on the. See, you know, that's the other thing, too. I should have brought up with this
because
they kind of know this. You know, there's a lot of these company things where you think there's a whole lot of things going on when actually they know what's going on because they're all swingers and they all hang out together. And I have to admit, coming from our background, me and Lola's background being a adult in the adult industry, we don't hang out like that. At least I don't think we do we, Lola?
No,
we don't hang out like that. We don't. We work and then we go home and we see each other at work. That's it.
Yeah.
Unless we're friends and then we're over each other's house all the time. But other than that, we don't see you again.
I know. There are some people that do, that hang out, drink, smoke afterwards. But, you know, for the most part, I would always be like, nice seeing you. See you guys next time.
Nice meeting you. Can I have a check? Going home. Bye. God, what was your name again? Okay, I've only did it a couple of times. But maybe six. But I just always find it funny because everyone wants to go, this, that, and the other. And then you find out, I've always found that people who I thought were like, wow, I thought you were all like normal. You're like crazier than I am because I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
has their methods of doing things, though. You know, they try to, when it comes to, doing stuff in the workplace, there's so many factors you got to have in accountability. Of doing.
Everybody's getting involved.
Because once you get involved, if y'all fall out, you will see this person every day.
That's the biggest problem. Okay, so that's my biggest problem with the whole work, the whole having an affair in work, is if y'all fall out, you have to see this person every single day, or you need to quit your job. So you're either going to jeopardize the money that you bring into your home, or you're going to have to deal with the mind thing of having to work with this person every freaking day and knowing that you slept with them and trying to pretend like you didn't to everybody.
That's got
to
be
to everybody.
That's why I said
even the ones
that
know, you know they know that you know that they know, but you still gonna act like they don't know.
Yeah, because they could tell the tension is so much tension between them. Something had to have happened. You can tell when somebody's got some kind of, has some type of interaction. That tension gets really, really thick.
I'm sorry, but suddenly the porn industry seemed very simple. Why do you not want to work with him? Because I didn't like sleep with him. I'm done with him. Okay. I mean, it can be that simple. I'll be like, no, because I don't. He's not on my list. Not working with him anymore. We're done. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
We won't ever let you work with him again. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Life was so simple. Okay, guys. I am
simple,
so sorry for that. We went a whole
other
direction, but that's what happens. It's totally what happens. But honestly, Lowell, don't you feel that? Suddenly I feel like very happy that the lines were drawn that straight. You'd be like, no, I don't want to sleep with you anymore. We had a party last week, and he hit on my girl the wrong way, so we're not working together anymore. Okay.
No, initially it's crazy because I didn't know that I could, when I found that out, that I could say that, I don't want to work with this person or that person. Because initially I did not know that.
I was going to say, wasn't it like Christmas was when I found, okay, Dietrich, I gotta tell you this. When you first get in the industry, they don't tell you this because you don't have those rights yet. Until you hit a certain status, then they suddenly, one day, they come to you and go, so who do you not want to work with? You're like, I have a choice.
Yeah.
And you come up with the most outlandish reasons why you don't, but, and I'm sorry, guys, but I'm going to say this right now. That only happens when you're black, because when you're white, you have that moment, you have that list from the moment you get in the industry. So I'm just saying that. I ain't want to step on anyone's toes, but
I think we always have the right, but we don't know that we have the right.
We just don't know it until like five movies in.
Yeah. I mean,
we do actually. We do always have the right. We find out five movies in. They find out immediately. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm not working with him, and him. Why?
One thing always puzzled me about y'all industry, based off what I hear, don't y'all have people y'all work with that could become stalkers too? Even though y'all work the same industry and do the same as that job, do y'all have some people y'all work with that be obsessed with y'all?
That's never been an issue.
Well, what I have,
I've never had that
issue. People being not stalker, but being unprofessional when it's over with, trying to maybe follow me to the bathroom. See, what happens is that they never can get it how they really want it.
Okay, well, you're saying
on
set, though.
Camera.
I'm saying, have you ever had that problem off of set?
No, not off set. Because I, no.
Off set, no. I've never had that problem ever.
No. Just the on set, yes.
On set, yeah. But that's more like, you know, come on, stop hounding me. It's different. Off set?
Yeah.
Off set would be more stalkerish. No, I've never had that problem off set. Once it's over with, it's over.
No, exactly. That's why I'm saying, I think that's why some people may consider it that, because of course the guys are going to try to, you know, especially if it's someone they're attracted to, because they never can get it how they really want it on the set. And they might try to go a little far. I can see it happening.
Every guy who has followed me home after a set, I wanted him to follow me home. We had a relationship for a reason. Because relationships do happen on set. Getting back to the subject, relationships do happen on set. Many relationships have happened on set.
That's true.
Crazy, right? See? Crazy.
Guys. I wouldn't think that's crazy because, I mean, if you see the same person, you pretty much know about them physically. You just got to fill in the blanks with the mental and emotional part. I know a situation where you don't get emotional.
It's the worst part.
I mean, I don't know. You
had Prince Charming, and then you opened your mouth and you started to talk.
You know? Or you might fall in a situation like this. Yeah, I might be falling for him. I just slept with him a couple of times. I might love him. I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking, you know. Hey, it's not impossible.
These things happen. They do really happen. And again, obviously, relationships happen on and off screen and in the workplace, out the workplace. But honestly, more casual relationships, I should say. I like to call them casual relationships because they're never going to last. But mistress or whatever else, that happens a lot, starting mostly at work. You don't have to worry about the girl down the street. You have to worry about the girl who's with your man every single day and listening to him every single day, all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the person you have to worry more about. But, and that's why you need to be there too. So that's why I periodically show up at work. So, so she knows I'm going to pop in. You never know when I'm going to pop in. I did it today. That's why I cook. And on that note, now you know what the baked goods were for. See, that's why I keep your man straight. You never knew this conversation was going to come back down to baked goods, did you? You never knew. No, I totally baked all day and took it up to the office, and I haven't been up there in a few months, so I just popped up with baked goods. I have to check on my investment, you know? So.
Like you said earlier, what did you say earlier? You have to be good in more than one room?
Be good. You have to be good in more than one room.
Yeah, that's the word of the day.
You always have
that.
To be good in more than one room. If you just claim one room, you got to be good. You definitely have to be good in more than one room.
Oh, I love that.
On that note, Diedrich, it was so nice having you with us, and you know how much we love speaking to you. And we should have signed out a long time ago, and guys, I'm so sorry. I know we went on, but I'm going to say this really quick. My name is Sierra Devi, SierraDevi. You can find me on almost every single form of social media you can think of. As a matter of fact, I posted that today. But I'm not the only person you can find. And sometimes you can find us together. And sometimes we're really close. Sometimes you can find us on the same site together. But you need to find out where to find her at all. So, first of all, Lola, where are you?
I'm Twitter, Lola Lane XXX, and Instagram, My Sensual Secrets.
Ooh, okay, so I'm going to have to add that. And we can also find you on the downloadlive.com and me also. And if you have any questions about relationships, about what's going on, about maybe something sordid going on in your life, and you want an answer without any kind of judgment, just come to the site, thedownloadlive.com, and we will definitely get that information out to you. We will send you something, and we don't have to use your real name. On top of that, if you're into indie music, well, I am. I love indie music. If you like R&B, if you are an indie music person and you sing R&B at the same time, then we can get you on our show because, you know what, we like to broadcast everywhere, and we can broadcast you all over the world, literally, because I have just recently found out that we are also airing in Scandinavia. So.
Oh, cool.
We are everywhere. So on that note, get in touch with us if you have any music. If not, get in touch with us just because, you know, you want to ask a question. On that note, say hello because we're here every Friday night here on Dollhouse Radio, and we will talk with you soon. So I'll see you then.
E-T-Y-L.